you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide you, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. This is Billy Roberti. Maureen cannot be with us today, so we're detouring from our plan to talk about more about fifth-dimensional friendships, and we'll do that next week. Instead, to bring you a special guest, my dear friend G, who's also known as Frank Carone. He's a leader of dream shops and spirit circles, so stay tuned to learn more. Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week on this time on Fridays. Today I'm filling in for Maureen, who is in Sofia, Bulgaria, and we have not been able to get hold of her. World Ascension teacher, esoteric wisdom channel, and author of the bestseller Beyond the Flower of Life, Maureen has been teaching the Merkaba meditation and higher self connection worldwide since 1994. She has developed a unique ability to open the Akashic records based on her access to the higher self. She works with individuals and groups to provide insightful information from their guides through her connection with the Akashic records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that manifestation workshop since 1994. Her students tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba meditation and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. This week, our special guest is G, also known as Frank Carone. We have known each other for probably over 20 years. This is what Frank gave us to say about him. A number of years ago, a dream told Frank Carone that he no longer had a name, but could be called G. G is the chi, or life force. G aids others in process through the vehicles of dream shops and spirit circles. These interactive sessions allow participants to integrate the new energy, clear discomfort, and welcome new directions. G also provides individual sessions that balance the energy through intuitive insight and energy transfer. The balance affords new understanding and the grace to embrace the next step on one's chosen path. With a BA and MA in philosophy, Frank comes from a career that spanned 30 years teaching English and related disciplines, mostly at the high school level. At a very early age, he was drawn to the mysteries of the universe. His search for truth led him to metaphysics through the study of philosophy. G's approach uses Platonic dialogue. He supports individuals in their spiritual process through dream readings and his intuitive insight in an interactive format. Participants share their perspectives while G combines these truths to facilitate understanding, integration, and realization of their inner knowing. G is also a certified facilitator both in Creative Response to Conflict, CRC, and in mediation. You can reach G at his email, momentswithg@verizon.net. That's momentswithji@verizon.net. Today we're talking about dreams and the fifth dimensional consciousness. And as we start, I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819. You can call and ask questions. Maybe G will help you in interpreting a dream. So to get started, G, hi.
Hello.
What's your understanding of the fifth dimension?
The fifth dimension is the state of higher consciousness, where we connect to our higher self, which is the same as saying God consciousness. So a being walking in the fifth dimension is walking with the complete awareness that that person is divine.
Whoa. And do you know anyone who is living in this space of the fifth dimension?
My feeling is that one of our spiritual masters from India, that the wonderful woman we call Kalki would be in that space. And then others who have gone through the ascension movement that we did quite a few years ago would have reached this level.
Well, can you say something about the ascension process? Because I'm not sure our listeners are familiar with that term.
The ascension process is the last rung on the initiation ladder. The great being who came to us, Yeshua ben Joseph, called Jesus Christ, came to exhibit five initiations. The first one was birth. The second was movement, stepping onto the path of higher consciousness. The third is renunciation. The fourth is resurrection, and then finally ascension. So it is the last step after we incarnate onto this physical plane as humans. We reach the last level of God consciousness in the ascension movement, where we understand that we are divine beings walking in human bodies.
Mm-hmm. And this is what you believe is our next level, what we should be preparing for.
Well, yes, this is the time of ascension. We have been reading that in so many wonderful spiritual journals, and in speaking with other beings of expanded consciousness, those beings understand that ascension is this step right now, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how can you tell when you're operating at the fifth dimensional level?
When I'm in love completely, and when this wave of bliss flows through my body, the fifth dimensional ascension experience is a state of pure love. And it can happen at any time during the day, just doing a menial task, that I feel this connection to the oneness. And it is at that moment, when this wave of bliss flows through this body, that I know that I'm in the fifth dimension.
How does this fifth dimension sort of interact with the rest of the world? I mean, what's it like to go to the mall and be in that fifth dimensional consciousness?
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful question. It's connecting everything. It's looking at the beauty around me. It's connecting to people from all parts of the world. It's listening to beautiful music. It's greeting another person with a smile. It's seeing a friend that I've known for quite a long time. All of those combined. And that's the beautiful thing about this bliss and this ascension, that we don't have to be in another space to experience that. That actually ascension is heaven on earth, not heaven in another place.
That's exactly our motto, making heaven every day a day of heaven on earth.
Well, that's it. That's what we're doing.
And it's everywhere we can go, it goes with us, almost like a cloud of delicious perfume.
Yes, that's a beautiful metaphor. That's exactly correct.
And do you find that where you go, you sort of envelop other people in the same space? Like as if they're all, you draw in people with this perfume, and they sort of flow along with you?
Yes, I do. I do feel that, Billy, very strongly. And as I walk and greet people, and not only is there a smile and a love exchange, there's also laughter between us. And that's also a very beautiful elixir, our laughter.
Do you experience any sort of conflict, you know, in the day-to-day things, just in going shopping or going to, say, the gym or just living an everyday life? What is it like? What does conflict look like in that fifth dimension?
If there is any conflict, it is of my own creation. And that would be perhaps an unkind thought, perhaps looking at somebody in an unkind, judgmental manner. That would be the only conflict that I experience. And when I feel that, when I recognize that I'm in that space, I immediately stop and send love to that person.
Looking back on your life, how do you feel you've prepared for this time, and how can what can you suggest to our listeners to prepare to for this time?
Preparation comes from following what is in one's heart, because what is in one's heart is the entire plan that one formulated prior to embodiment. So follow one's heart. And I felt that I have done that. And the first major time that I felt that was when I was in the seventh grade. And I knew that I was going to a certain place. And it just came into my heart center, and I knew this. This was a knowing.
Okay, coming up, G will share more insight about living in the fifth dimension. You can reach him at momentswithg@verizon.net. Coming up, more on Ascension. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti with G, and we'll be right back.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today I'm talking with G, who does dream interpretation and leads spirit circles, and we're talking about dreams and the fifth dimensional consciousness. And we invite our listeners to call in. Our call-in number is 800, looking for it right now, 930-2819. And if you have a dream that's been puzzling you, This is we are G can provide a spiritual interpretation of that. That is a combination of your insight and his. So anyone who's wondering if they're on the path or what's going on, has a dream that they'd like to bring to G, please pick up the phone and give us a call. So G, you had a number of dreams that helped you start to understand that fifth dimensional consciousness was where you were going. Can you give an example of one?
Sure. Yes. For example, the dream allows me not only to see where I am, but also where everybody else is and how people are progressing on their path. For example, a dream that I had, a brief one, is I attended a sports gathering where the coaches and players were performing on extraordinary levels. And that shows me now that the people of the earth are now creating on a much higher level. So just this very simple dream like that is very revealing. That would be one example. Did you want any more, Billy?
That would be good. Just what sorts of things have, in your talking, in your spirit circles, have people brought to you, and how can someone get a sense that that they're on the right track, or maybe that they need to change tracks based on the kind of guidance you give people? What sort of things do you hear that people give that might be confusing, that other, like our listeners, could say, oh, wow, that's what that meant?
Would you be referring there to a dream, Billy, or just the regular conversation?
A dream, a conversation, something that's a kind of guidepost.
Typically what I do in spirit circle, first of all, I go by the adage that everybody is right. And as people come with their experiences and their dreams, sometimes they ask for clarification in a dream. And then I will help them with that clarification, knowing that they are the best ones to interpret the dream, but I can assist. When they speak of perhaps some conflicts in their lives, I affirm them and share with them what they are doing and help them remain steadfast in their own knowing that they are actually responding in an appropriate manner. For example, recently one of the people at Spirit Circle was concerned about her son, and she felt that the school did not really understand her son. So we talked about that, and we've had a great deal of success with that.
And what was the outcome?
The outcome is that the child is now being put in the proper classes, and that child is being serviced the way that child ought to be.
So it helped change his path.
Or at least be allowed to step onto the child's chosen path, correct? So if the child is moving in a certain way, the child is claiming that this is my path, and you perhaps don't quite understand my path right now, and you may be putting some sort of discipline onto me that doesn't apply to me.
Mm-hmm. And with this guidance, this person was able to talk with the teachers, the administrators, and have them make a change.
That's correct.
Okay. What does it mean to live in the moment, and how important is this?
It is very important. And, again, when I feel myself only concerned in the moment, I get this bliss that comes through my body. And it doesn't matter what we're doing. If we're cooking dinner or washing dishes or speaking to a friend or clipping bushes or mowing the lawn or planting flowers, it can be anything, just this conversation. To really make this moment divine is really the most beautiful feeling in the world. And showing that every moment is precious, because in truth, there is no linear time. That is something as humans that we have created. So we only really have a succession of now moments, if we can say it that way.
I remember our teacher, Kalki, who you referred to before, used to say that that living in this place will be like living in a meditative state. It's like we're always in meditation. Of course, our eyes are open and we're functioning, but there's that peace and stillness that we find in meditation. It would be in living in that moment is living in that, which she called samadhi. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yes. Yes, that's a very good understanding, Billy. That's a very good example of what I'm saying. Kalki also made the distinction, and this was very beautiful, and I'll never forget this. Her distinction was that meditation is not something that we do. Meditation is something that we are. So as we stay in the moment, we are in that beautiful, pure state of meditation.
So meditating per se will no longer be necessary because we'll already be there. It's not a place to go to as a refuge. It's our everyday state.
Correct. Exactly. We will be in that meditative state in each moment because we value each moment and we see the beauty and how special each moment is and receive the grace that each moment presents to us.
May I jump in here, Billy, if you don't mind? We actually have a caller. Alice from Maple Valley wants to join in the conversation and also see if we can have her dream interpreted. So, Alice, welcome to the show. Go ahead with your dream.
Okay.
Hello, Alice.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. First, I got through.
Well, thank you for speaking with us.
About 6 years ago, I used to work with someone, and then we moved on to different departments, and I heard from co-workers about 4 years ago that he had a brain tumor, and he'd died from the brain tumor, and I've read about him probably about three times, the most recent being about 2 weeks ago, so
yeah.
I'm not really sure what this means, but when I was waiting to get on, I was listening to you about, you know, living in the moment, and I don't know if maybe this means, you know, well, that I should accomplish more or...
Alice, are you saying that the coworker, this was a dream that your coworker developed a brain tumor?
No. He actually died.
I see.
But I've had, since he's died, I have had dreams about, I've dreamt about him about three different times. And he passed away about 4 years ago. But
yes.
My most recent dream of him has been like about 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Okay. Did you want to tell me what was in the dream?
You're just asking
what does it mean to dream about your coworker?
Yeah, and fairly quickly, Alice, because we only have like a minute and a half left in the show, so if you can kind of maybe speed it up, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, it was just, he was just in the dream, and he was dying. It's pretty hazy, my dream, but it was definitely him.
Did you say he was dying?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Alice, that's very powerful. First of all, every dream is positive. When you see somebody dying, that is not a negative dream. What that means is that you are a witness to this person's transformation. So we die to one level of ourselves so that we can be reborn into the next level. So that would be that fourth initiation step that I mentioned before. That would be the resurrection level.
Okay, we're running out of time. I hope that helps, Alice. If you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. This is Billy Roberti, filling in for Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet. Thank you so much, G, for joining us.